For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Now, you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and in both places, you get expert advice on supplements, and they answer your questions about health. So Village Green is your resource, and they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers. Please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition with Joseph Lamb. Now, today's guest is Abel James, best-selling author, award-winning talk show host, keynote speaker, professional musician, and entrepreneur. And our topic is how to be your own guru. Just a little bit of background on Abel. He's, as I said, the number one best-selling author, and he has a variety in his background. His work has been featured in Wired Magazine, Paleo Living, and hundreds of publications in business, technology, psychology, and health. As a professional musician and singer-songwriter, he has toured North America and Europe as the band leader of several award-winning musical groups. This is outstanding. Abel James completed high school and college in a total of just 6 years. He distinguished as a valedictorian at New Hampton High School. He graduated as a senior fellow with honors at Dartmouth College with a concentration in psychology and brain sciences. Welcome to the show, Abel. We look forward to your discussion.
Thanks so much for having me, Dana. This is going to be fun.
Yes. Well, get us started if you want to talk about your book, your website, give us an overview, and let's get started on the subject.
Sure. So the short story is that I was always really interested in health and improving myself and treating my body well, and basically performing, whether it was in athletics or in production, using my own brain, you know, doing more work or something, just to kind of keep leveling up. But I had a bit of a hiccup in my early 20s when I was getting a bit fatter. Every time I went into my doctor, I was a little fatter and a little sicker, and he said, eat less and exercise more. And I was running about 30 miles a week. And the short story is my thyroid basically stopped working. I got kidney stones, and they wanted to put me on medication after medication. And after a while, it was just enough. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm in my early 20s, and I'm falling apart. This is far too soon. I need to figure this out because clearly my doctor isn't doing it. So I put my nose in the books, and I read medical journals. I read bodybuilding forums and every diet book I could get my hands on and everything in between. I came up with something that was actually really, really straightforward, really easy, eating natural foods in the way that humans are meant to eat. And I lost about 20 pounds in just over a month. And all of these problems, high blood pressure, kidney stones, not sleeping at night, acid reflux, these things kind of just disappeared over the course of a few weeks once I made these really straightforward changes. And now what I try to do is spread that message that you can be happy and healthy at the same time, and that you don't have to be pill-popping all the time.
Well, that's nice. I like that, happy and healthy at the same time. Tell us a little bit more in specifics with regard to diet, and we want to get what you want the listeners to know about being your own guru. I love the topic that you have selected.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all about taking it into your own hands. Your health really is your responsibility. I think a lot of us are trained or conditioned to grow up thinking that, you know, other people are kind of looking out for us and they're going to be making the best decisions for our health, for our longevity, for our weight, and all of those other things. The problem is it doesn't always work that way. My mom is actually she's been a nurse practitioner for a long time, so I kind of saw what she went through and listened to her talk about all of the pressures that are involved in basically trying to shuttle people in and out of doctor's offices as quickly as they possibly can. And what that misses is really that whole preventative medicine piece, where it's so much better to never have to fall apart so that you're stuck in the doctor's office. Instead, it's much better to try to maintain your health. And the best way to do that is by eating really, really well. And eating well, unfortunately, isn't what most people think of eating well. Most people think it's diet foods or starving yourself or the things that most magazines and websites and commercials shout at you, that you need to buy an ab roller or something like that to get fit. The truth is, we really had it right a few generations ago when we were eating natural foods that weren't really manipulated by man or machine, mostly a lot of veggies, a lot of plant foods. We were getting a healthy amount of activity as well. We were on our feet a lot of the day. And we were also eating, you know, eggs that were from chickens that were healthy, that were running around outside instead of, you know, cooped up in these tiny little pens where they never get to use their legs and then pump the hormones and antibiotics and all this other stuff. We were eating food from a natural world, and that's something that people can do today. It might take a little bit of extra work, but that's really the solution.
Well, you know, sometimes simple, getting back to the basics is the way to go. And I think that was Babe Ruth who said that. You always have to go back to the basics. And that's what you're reminding us of as we have sort of ventured off the road of health and to this processing industry that wants us to depend on them. It's interesting how it seems set up that we can't eat healthy without some manufacturer altering the food to make it just right for us. When the wisdom is, you know, I don't do so well with fish. I do very well with cats and very well with children. And it's very simple. You always get a book when you buy any kind of a pet as to how to feed that pet. And even my hummingbird feeder warns against feeding artificial sweeteners. It will kill the hummingbirds. I was eating in the park, and they had a sign on the tables, please do not feed any of the wildlife. It will damage their health. And this was right where there was an area where you could get food, including fast foods. And I thought, it's so ridiculous it belongs on Saturday Night Live as a skit that we don't really pay attention to the book. Parents buy the best. They do all kinds of research on strollers and car seats and everything under the sun. They're starting to pay more attention to not just what the children eat and what the babies eat, but what containers it comes in or what containers they use. So we are turning a corner. I don't want to be gloom and doom here, but you and I are kindred spirits.
Absolutely, yeah, and we are. It's so funny. I talked about that on my show not too long ago. I was at one of the state parks, and I saw a very similar sign. It said, don't feed the wildlife. It will damage their health, and there was something about their fur falling off. I asked one of the people at the park about this, and they're just, like, very familiar. They said, yeah, it actually what happens when they eat human food is a lot of times they'll lose their hair, they'll gain a bunch of weight, they are sickly, and then eventually they die if they eat too much of it. They're kind of addicted to it. And that's very similar, I mean, to what's going on, isn't it? I mean, we are, maybe our hair isn't falling out, but in some cases, I guess it is. There are so many problems that we have now that are completely unprecedented. You know, if you look back, my parents' generation or our grandparents' generation or great-grandparents, we didn't really have to deal with a lot of this stuff because obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, these things weren't really a problem. Like, you didn't have to lose weight because people weren't fat to begin with. So the idea that, you know, 2 out of 3 Americans are overweight or obese is really, it's not normal at all. It's what's happening, but it's unprecedented. And so we don't need necessarily cutting-edge science to know what we need to do to be healthy again. It's really just retracing our steps and going back to where our nutrition made sense and our lifestyles made sense. And that's really, you don't have to go back all the way to before the advent of agriculture necessarily in the paleo or caveman diet. You really just need to look back to what would our great grandparents have been eating? How would they have been living? And there are a lot of answers there.
Oh, absolutely. And what you're alluding to in the background is this issue of epigenetics. To state it simply, our listeners know we have talked about this. If a mom is healthy and of a good weight, her child, her baby that she carries, will have very low risk for obesity and diabetes. If, however, she gains weight, becomes unhealthy, that child and multiple generations after that child, from that child, will have high risk for diabetes, obesity, and then all of the peripheral diseases that come along with it. And, you know, that's very interesting because it's new, relatively new, since the mid-90s, that
sure.
We are changing the future by gene expression. It's not a change in the gene. We are changing the gene to express itself in obesity and diabetes, which was not true a generation or two before us. So it's an epidemic.
Yeah, and that's an incredible concept, isn't it? And I think it's just starting to gain traction, that you're not necessarily shackled by your own genes. You can, through lifestyle changes, you can change the way that your genes are expressed. And a lot of people kind of use that as an excuse, you know, that, oh, my genetics say that I'm just big boned and I should be fat for the rest of my life. That's just kind of what happens. And that's not necessarily the case, as we understand now. But one thing that's really important that definitely raises the stakes, and you touched upon this, is that if you are overweight and unhealthy or sick in some way, you really are passing that on to the next generation. Pottinger's cats is a really interesting example. I don't know if you've talked about that on your show, but I'm sure you
not enough.
Have.
And you know, it was one of the major aha moments for me. The Price Pottinger work and Dr. Price. I was a dental hygienist. I came out of dentistry, so it was fascinating
very
to
cool.
me that Weston Price, the dentist, toured the world to find out changes in people's health when they got into foods of commerce. Now, I want to talk about this in the next segment. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Abel James.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation, and the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health and the health of your family and friends. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week Kevin will discuss with Joseph Lamb all kinds of issues on nutrition. That's always interesting. And today's guest is Abel James. He's a best-selling author, award-winning talk show host, keynote speaker, professional musician, and entrepreneur. And I love the topic, how to be your own guru, and we've started this by talking about the importance of natural foods close to nature. You've heard this before, and we'll get into more detail, and that your health is your responsibility. We also talked about this exponential increase in diabetes. 2 out of 3 are now overweight or obese, and that's Americans, but that's true in a lot of Western cultures, not just ours. So let's carry on the conversation. We ended the last segment talking about the Pottinger cat study. And let's give more information. It's been a long time since I described this study, but it comes right on the heels of our discussion of epigenetics, that what you do, you pass on to not just the next generation, but multiple generations. And the key word in the field has been for 3 generations, and then it takes 3 generations to undo what 3 generations did. So tell us about the Pottinger cat study, would you please, Abel James?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Dana. So the short answer is that they kind of accidentally, Pottinger accidentally found out that feeding his cats in one particular adrenal study that he was doing, cooked foods and cooked milk, pasteurized milk, foods that were heated as opposed to raw foods, resulted in some issues in terms of their health. So he decided to look at that a little bit more closely and decided to separate 2 groups of cats and look at what happened if you change their diets over several generations. And so one of the groups of cats was basically just fed a natural raw diet of foods they would be eating anyway, meats mostly and some dairy as well. And then a second group of cats was fed heated foods. So it was cooked or pasteurized or affected or manipulated in a way by man or machine. And so what happened was not a heck of a lot of difference in the first generation of cats. The first generation of cats were a little bit sicker, the ones who were fed heated foods as opposed to raw foods and foods, I should say, not just heated foods, but foods that are heated for a cat are unnatural to them as a species. So I'll just kind of start there. So the first generation, the cats that were fed cooked foods developed degenerative diseases late in their life. The second generation of those cats developed degenerative diseases in midlife. The third generation developed diseases, allergies, and soft bones, and a lot of them succumbed to parasitic infections very early in their life. And most of the third generation couldn't even produce offspring. And then by the fourth generation, not a single fourth generation cat could reproduce, and they suffered from most of the degenerative diseases that are encountered in human medicine today. And the learning from that is that you can have a normal healthy cat if you feed it the diet that is appropriate for that species, or if you simply take that diet and then you heat it or you manipulate it or you process it, all of a sudden all of these cats are dead by the fourth generation. So if you extend that to what's happening in America right now, it really can raise some eyebrows.
You know, it was a simple, elegant study. And what I also recall is that they couldn't grow seed in the kitty litter. In other words, they created extinction in just a few generations. And as I also remember, I think they took the cats out of the third generation and put them in the good diet group. And it took three generations to improve. And you often hear this magical number, three generations. Three generations to show almost extinction, three generations to bring them back. I found it fascinating. And, you know, unfortunately, the human medical researchers and scientists didn't want to listen to what the animal scientists were showing, the hermaphrodites in different species, the failure to reproduce. And I have said this many times to people, the first system to go south when the diet and environment become unhealthy is the reproductive system of the female. And in Western cultures, PMS, PMDD, where you have dysphoria, where you almost have a psychosis for premenstrual, and it's a justification for committing murder in some cultures, and wretched menopauses. These are non-existent in many cultures, especially natural cultures. The French don't understand what's wrong with us. They think we're sissies. And what it is that reproductive cycle is a disease for most Western culture individuals. And just as an aside, I used to do work with the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank, and no one ever complained about their menstrual cycle, whether they were teenagers, young women, pregnant, menopausal, postmenopausal. And I thought, gee, they're a pretty hardy group. And that was my first aha of, wait a minute, there's something different. I looked into the literature, and they didn't have the problems. And they also didn't come from cultures that ate margarine that are blockers for our hormones and blockers in the brain. So, you know, I don't want to keep going off on tangents, but
I love it.
Your discussion of the cat study is so simple, and how people can fail to apply it to human cultures is really beyond my understanding at this point.
Well, absolutely, and it's not just diet that we treat that way. It's really everyone knows that they need to take their dog for a walk every day. And I would say most dog owners do that. But how many people, if they don't have a dog or they don't have an animal that needs attention or exercise, how many people take that same step for themselves and be like, I need to take a walk every single day? Of course, there are a handful of people, but I would argue that too many, there's a disconnect there. We understand that, you know, like, that dogs and cats should eat their natural foods that aren't heavily processed. But as we understand that, we're also not walking ourselves or exercising ourselves, and we're going into the grocery market, grocery stores, and getting all of this boxed, heavily processed dead food that's really making us fat and sick.
It is. You are what you eat. I'm sure you know where that came from, Adele Davis. the yes. original guru in this field. And actually, one of the people who, when I read her book, I knew I had found gold. And do you know, mm-hmm. to this day, I just saw a new study on magnesium, and it's new information, and Adele Davis talked about it in the 50s.
Wow.
You know, I always remember these little tidbits and pearls, so I like to give a nod to those people who came before us, and I always say I can't take credit for what I know or what I do. I, you know, it's candle lighters. You just pass it on.
Sure.
So talk to me a little bit.
You know,
yeah, pardon?
I was just going to say, it's so interesting, too, that you bring that up. There are a lot of things that we used to know that we have lost now. Things that we just kind of did because we have to, because we didn't have enough money to throw so much away. For example, making bone broth once a week as a source of calcium and minerals and magnesium. We didn't necessarily know, you know, 50, 100, few hundred years ago that was something that was monumental for our health, eating the whole animal and making the best use of not just the muscle meats, but all of the different parts of the animal so that we could nourish all of ourselves as well. Something as simple as that, I don't know very many people who are making bone broth today, unfortunately, but it's something that we just kind of did before. But now you're seeing all of these cutting edge studies that are saying, well, bone broth is something that everyone should be doing. The thing is, we've known that for a really long time. We didn't necessarily know why, but we did know that it was good for us. Fermented foods are another example of that.
Yes.
Vegetables, obviously. And even when it comes to preparing grains and nuts, we always used to soak and sprout them before eating them, which is something that is not done in most processed foods today. They're using just high heat, which doesn't get rid of a lot of the phytates and anti-nutrients that naturally exist in foods if you don't treat them right.
Well, you're alluding, too, to Sally Fallon's book, Nourishing Tradition.
It's a wonderful book.
And if anybody wants a good recipe, Sally's got it for the bone broths and fermented foods. You know, that doesn't have to be updated. That book does not have to be updated.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It stands the test of time because it's talking about traditional foods that humans have consumed. In the next segment, we're going to get into the paleo diet, and talk about ancestral health and primal fitness. I love this. And just a little bit more about how people become their own guru. You alluded to it in the beginning, talking about you spent a lot of time researching. I took off a day of work a week for a year and went to the Library of Medicine, which is down the street, and I looked at everything, and that's when I found out, oh, this stuff has been around a long time. But it's just not recognized. So we'll carry on that conversation. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health.
Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Kevin Passaro. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition with Joseph Lamb. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And today's guest is Abel James. He's best-selling author, award-winning talk show host, keynote speaker, professional musician, and entrepreneur. And our topic is how to be your own guru. We have talked about natural eating, natural foods, bone broth, more veggies, eggs, and these, you know, we're talking about pasture-fed, free-range, healthy animals. This is what humans consumed for millennia before the last 200 years. I give a little grace and say the last 200 years have been the demise that we've experienced. And he talks about your health is your responsibility. We talked about the cat study and the degeneration of cats, physical degeneration of cats based on a cooked diet versus their natural raw diet. And we talked about some of the conditions. So we mentioned the paleo diet, and we want to get into looking at what is a good diet to start with and how do you know how to judge that diet and individualize it. So, Abel, can you give us some more information on that, please?
Absolutely. So a lot of people have probably heard about paleo in the past couple of years. It's really exploded as the fastest-growing diet out there, and I think so a lot of people, when they see something like that, they assume that it's just a fad, or, you know, this is Atkins on steroids or something like that, and all you can eat meat fest, regardless of quality, which is really a misunderstanding of what the ancestral movement represents, which didn't start 3 years ago. It started decades ago, I would argue. Sally Fallon was huge into that. Weston Price, as we discovered earlier, was really leading the charge in a lot of these cases. But an overview of what the paleo diet means is we're looking at foods that a natural environment would make available to humans before the advent of agriculture. So what that means is no processing of foods, obviously, but one step further than that, we didn't have large-scale agriculture that would give us loads of grains and legumes and sugars that we have today as a product of agriculture. So the basis of this diet is lots of non-starchy veggies, mostly green veggies, in large quantities. And that's, you round that out with meats of some kind, and these meats are from a natural world. So 10,000 years ago or 10,000 plus years ago, we didn't have that chicken that I was talking about earlier that's never had the chance to move its legs because it's in a cage. So what the paleo that actually means is that you're seeking out the healthiest chicken you could possibly find, and from that chicken you have the healthiest egg that's packed with nutrients. So most meals look like a great deal of veggies and then some amount of meat. And dairy is an interesting one because what's happened in the world of paleo and ancestral health is it's really subsumed a lot of other movements, including Western egg price. A lot of slow food people have come into the movement, real food foodies. So there's a growing acceptance for raw fermented dairy in paleo as well, although technically that wouldn't really be allowed. Other things that you would stay away from would be sugars, lots of high glycemic carbs, any processed foods, like I said before, chemicals, toxins, fertilizers, all this junk that's popped up, as you said, in the past 200 years, Dana, you pretty much stay away from that. And that's a great basis for most people to start for their diet because by its own very nature, it's anti-inflammatory, and that solves a lot of people's problems.
Well, and that's new because the same people that told us to eat margarine have then said, stay away from red meat, stay away mm-hmm. from eggs, stay away from butter, stay away from lard. And when we went down on those foods, beginning somewhere in the 50s to 60s, the movement started to decrease all of these. We replaced them with margarine. So we had a double whammy because when you compare yep. the rest of the world consuming much more butter and eggs and lard than we do, have much lower cardiovascular disease rates. And so
absolutely.
That started being questioned. And, you know, it's interesting. When I sat in dietetics course, and I have a traditional background in dietetics as well as an additional background, much more in nutritional biochemistry and diets. And when it was proposed, hey, what about these fad diets? What about eating more protein? What about this fad diet called Atkins? Because everything was industry driven. All of the, you know, the white breads were fine. I was taught, this was in the 60s, that fiber was an anti-nutrient and no one needed it. And I remember not knowing much, but knowing enough, I said, you know, isn't the fad diet the diet we're eating? These other diets don't need studying. They've been around since humans were here on Earth. And so for, you know, I'll go.
I want to
with
give you a hug right now.
Yeah, I'll go with what humans have consumed since human time on Earth. And I'll grant that it can change. We have adapted to newer foods. But let's talk, keep going. I love what you're saying about the more green veggies. Get rid of the refined stuff, the junk stuff, the artificial stuff. Just throw it all out, sodas, et cetera, and especially diet foods and light foods. So just get rid of them all. And what should people include? Let's go more in more detail with that.
Sure. You want nutrient-dense foods. So what that means is foods, whether they're plants or animal foods, you want them that were recently alive and well. So if you're eating an Oreo or a Sun Chip, there's a very small probability that anything in that food, and I'm using that term loosely, there's a very slim chance that any of that was recently alive and well. I would gather that most people don't even know what's in that food. And I don't blame them because usually it's, you know, 50 to 100 ingredients long, and half of these ingredients you can't even pronounce. So I have a Venn diagram on my blog that says, what is the paleo diet? And it has the paleo diet in one circle, and then on another circle that's not even remotely close to it, not touching it at all, is Cinnabon. So it's basically the exact opposite of Cinnabon, and I think a lot of people can kind of realize why that might be the case. So in terms of what you actually should be eating, what are nutrient-dense foods? It's less about what the food is called, and it's more about how fresh that food is and where it comes from. So if you're buying your foods from a farmer's market or the outside of the grocery store, the outside aisles, where food perishes over the course of time, where, you know, it can't be sitting on a shelf for years on end without degrading in any way, those are the foods that you want to target. So, as I was saying before, lots of veggies. My typical meal will generally look like a big salad. So, it could be kale. I'll put some nuts on top. I love macadamia nuts. Maybe a bit of fruit like blueberries or strawberries on top of that. And then I love eggs. I'll eat breakfast all day. So, eggs, and I personally do pretty well with raw dairy, so I'll do some raw cheese over the top. And then what else do we have on there? Usually I'll cook my eggs in garlic or onions or something else that might be prebiotic, also full of antioxidants and phytonutrients. They're getting plenty of those in there. And then staying away even from fruit juices or sugary beverages. What I drink generally is water, loads of water. And most Americans and a lot of people around the world don't really get enough of clean, fresh water. So there's all of that. What are you eating? But it's also about what are you avoiding? And in not just in the foods that you eat according to a paleo diet, but in the way you live your life, you should be avoiding toxins, chemicals, pesticides. The skin is the biggest organ that we have. And so if you're slathering on lotions that are full of petrochemicals all day, they can be measured in your bloodstream shortly thereafter. And a lot of these chemicals are endocrine disruptors and toxins. And basically, you can only do one thing at once. You can burn fat, which allows you to lose weight or stay lean, or you can detoxify from a bunch of chemicals and toxins that are in your food or your environment. And it's more important for your liver and your body that you stay alive. So it's always going to prioritize detoxification first. So if you're full of toxins, which most Americans are, you're not really giving your body a chance to actually lose that weight and become healthy because you're so busy trying to get rid of all this junk that you're putting in your body and on your body.
Very, very well said. And thank you for the reminder that the skin is so important. You shouldn't put something on your skin you wouldn't eat.
Exactly.
And I always say, if it does not grow, do not eat it.
I love it.
You know, it's simple. And I also encourage people are purists about diets, and they'll do it for a while, whatever the eating pattern is, whether it is one of, you know, a weird diet or a bad diet. And if they deviate, they give up on it. And yeah. When you get a speeding ticket, you don't then join the criminal element because you've broken a law.
Most of us, anyway.
And I just say, people, every day is a new day. Every mouthful is a new choice. Anything you do is better than nothing at all. Because I think when we get into being too pure, we lose people. That's just been my experience as a practitioner. And I tell people I'm playing a trick on you. Just let's talk about breakfast. Do absolutely be rigid. Have, you know, exactly what you've just told us. You know, good protein, the greens, vegetables, even at breakfast. If people can't do that, okay, you can make an omelet. Let's make it healthy. And the trick is that if you do it right then, it's easier to keep doing it the rest of the day. And once people start, it's like a snowball. They start adding more and more healthy items. So that's just my observation clinically.
Yeah, and one thing that I do, instead of, you probably noticed, as I'm talking about paleo, a lot of people are just like, well, that means no grains, no sugar, no nothing, no fun, right? What I say and what I try to encourage my fans and followers to do, and some of my coaching clients as well, is instead of thinking about all the things that you can't eat, start the day with a healthy habit. And you'll find that if you start the day with a green smoothie, that's a
yes.
great way to get a bunch of greens early
yes.
in the day. If you start your day, it fills you up, you're full of energy because you have all of these antioxidants, detoxifiers, good fiber, and a fair amount of food energy as well to continue the rest of the day, and you feel great. And so automatically, whereas you might have reached for, a Cinnabon in the morning because you were so starving and you didn't prioritize getting a good breakfast, then instead of making that decision, you had a green smoothie, it pushed all this other junk out. And you'll find if you do that enough, then the progress that you have just replacing one meal a day like that and pushing out that other junk, you'll find that you are getting more energy, you're losing weight, you're becoming healthier, and it becomes self-motivating, self-propagating at that point because you can see and feel it happen, and all you've done really is switch out one meal. So that's absolutely a great way
to
start.
And that, listeners, is a huge pearl. So we'll end this segment with that pearl, and in the last segment we'll talk about many more. And if you have tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information on healthy diets, and we're going to be talking more about the paleo diet.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes. New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. Just a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, my co-host, Kevin Passaro, will be talking with Joseph Lamb. And we'll be talking about nutrition as usual. Now, today we've had this wonderful discussion with Abel James, who's a best-selling author, award-winning talk show host, keynote speaker, professional musician and entrepreneur. I love it. And our topic has been being your own guru, and we've been talking about the diets, and we got into the healthy diets and staying away from the bad, sad American diet, standard American diet, and we're going to healthier, trying to go back to the basics, back to what humans have done since human time on Earth. And we've discussed that. So we're going to give you more tips, more pearls, so you walk away from the show very educated and you can do things right now. You can make a positive change very quickly. So take it away, Abel.
All right. So let's get actionable for this next segment. I always try to do it on my show as well. Give people at least one thing that they can do right now to improve their health and improve their lives. So we haven't touched upon this yet, but there are a lot of misunderstandings around exercise as a way to lose weight. And actually, it's not a great way to lose weight, at least not in the way that most people think about it. When it comes to effective exercise, which means actually changing your body composition, it's not really about burning off calories. So those counters that you see on the elliptical machines and the treadmills and all that, they're more just for entertainment purposes more than anything that's really useful. And if you want to lose your belly fat, for example, bodybuilders actually know this quite well. As celebrities and fitness models also, they all say six packs are carved by spoons. You get your body, your figure in the kitchen, not in the gym. What happens when you work out is you can build muscle, you can tone muscle, and you can rev up your metabolism. So the best way to do that is by going short and intense, which would be, if you're just getting started, a great way to do that is on a bike or a stationary bike. So you're kind of just doing as fast as you can, on for 20 seconds, and then you rest for 10 seconds, and then you do it again for about 8 to 10 times, and those are called Tabatas. That's a great way for people to get started in terms of revving up their metabolism, building some muscle. And muscle isn't just important for, you know, meatheads and men. It's really important, especially as women go beyond menopause, to maintain bone mass and lean mass. And the longer that you can maintain lean mass over the course of your life, the longer your life is. Many studies have shown this. So it's not just important if you want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, which which won't happen to most of us unless you're taking lots of drugs. It's important for your health. So combining that with daily activity and trying to be on your feet as much as you can, going out for a walk, like I was talking about earlier, even if it's only 15 minutes a day, getting outside and walking around is something that we just don't do enough. So that's great for your health.
You know, this I love this.
Go ahead.
The short and intense workout, we've talked about it before on the program, and I like that you said 20 seconds intense, rest for 10, and do it 8 to 10 times. That's easy to remember.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy. And even if you can't do it, you know, that specifically, that's okay. Just know that it's less about going for a really, really long time, you know, like going on the treadmill for 2 hours really won't do all that much for you. If I recall, doing a brisk walk on a treadmill for an hour will burn off approximately one Starbucks muffin, which goes down pretty quick and pretty easy. So it's not a great way to spend your time if you want to change your body composition. So doing it, in case anyone didn't do the math, what I was saying before, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, that's 4 to 5 minutes for your entire workout. And if you do that once or twice a week, most people encounter huge change in their musculature, in their metabolism as well. So it's a great way to get started. And the gym rats, they might be exercising too much. You can actually negatively affect your cortisol and some other hormones, which is very, very bad if you're over-exercising, not getting enough sleep. So let's move on to something else that's very actionable. It's not the sexiest thing. It's not what a lot of people want to talk about, but it's simple sleep. Getting enough sleep and quality sleep is something that you really can't overemphasize when it comes to maintaining your health for a really long time. You live longer. You have more energy. You're happier. It's easier to lose weight or maintain your weight. Those beer bellies and the love handles, that often comes in both men and women from too much cortisol. And you get too much cortisol from being strung out all the time and not sleeping enough. So go into your bedroom and try to make it as dark as you possibly can. If you can get blackout blinds, that's great. If you can't, just getting one of those little, you know, $4 eye masks and some earplugs can work wonders.
Thank you for saying this. it's so easy, and you said, yeah.
So easy.
I mean, they don't have to buy anything, really, if they can do this. Keep going.
That's right. And you don't. And I think that's another wonderful learning, is that one of the reasons that this message struggles so much to get out is because broccoli doesn't make a lot of money for anybody, nor do, you know, organic pasture-raised eggs. A lot of people are just like, oh, my gosh, these farmers market farmers are charging an arm and a leg for all this food. You know, it's $5 for a dozen eggs, but at Walmart it's $1. And that's another huge misconception. Like my brother's an organic farmer, and I can assure you that they are not cleaning up. Food costs money. It should cost money. And food that, you know, $5 for a dozen eggs, I still think that that's a bargain. $8 for a dozen eggs, that's a lot of food. There's a lot of nutrient-dense food that you can get. And the problem is if you spend $1 on Walmart eggs, you're not getting nutrient-dense food. You're getting a lot of chemicals and toxins. And not only that, but the food that the chickens were eating wasn't nutrient-dense either. And so that doesn't translate into the nutrients that are actually in the eggs. So even though they're both called eggs, they're entirely different foods. And that's something that's really, it's hard to wrap your head around at first. But once you get a handle for it, and you just, I would encourage people to do this. If you don't believe me yet, go to a farmer's market or go somewhere where you can find local fresh eggs from pasture chickens that were outside eating their natural diet. Get a dozen of those, and then get a dozen of those Walmart eggs, or those really cheap eggs, and crack them into a frying pan and look at the difference between those two things. One of the yolks, the nutrient-dense yolk, will be bright orange, almost fluorescent orange, and it's got this rich color, and it sticks together. It's not all syrupy and kind of falling apart. It's got this real consistency to it, and when you taste it, it's delicious. Oftentimes, you don't even really need to flavor it that much. When you compare that to what's next to it, it's just a mess. This Walmart egg is sloppy, it's pale, it's kind of transparent. And like you said before, Dana, you are what you eat. So I would encourage people to just make that simple calculation between those two and keep in mind that you need to, if you want to be healthy and lose weight, it's all about nourishing your body, not trying to trick it into, you know, starving itself.
You know, we've talked about this, and I want to thank you for being on the show, Abel. It's been a delight. And listeners, just a summary, if you want to be overweight, have increased cardiovascular and diabetes risk, and not be too sharp, make sure you don't get good sleep. Make sure you consume processed foods, sodas, margarine, trans fats, artificial foods, and light foods. So being facetious here, and thank you, Abel, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.